Blog Talk Radio.
Big Spring. Is that out there east?
West.
I'm sorry.
Lubbock, Amarillo.
Yeah, all right. I've been to Amarillo. A Big Spring. All right. God bless you. Good to have you.
God bless you.
I'm going to ask this morning, Ambassador Frierson, Ambassador-elect Frierson, would you get our praise reports this morning? And I'm going to ask Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett if you would do our prayer. Okay.
Good morning, Ambassador-elect Frierson.
Let me do the opening, and then I'll call on you, okay?
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Okay, I couldn't really hear you, but I'm not available. I'm on my way to work. In a few minutes.
All right, I understand.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
I'd like to be excused, please. Thank you.
Yes,
have
ma'am.
A good day.
Good day to you. All right. Before we begin, can we get a volunteer who can do the praise reports this morning?
I'll do it, Dr. John. Sister Garnett.
Sister Garnett, do the praise reports. All right. And I need a volunteer who would do our prayer request. Anybody? Everybody on your way to work? Oh, come on, saints. Who would do the prayer request? All right. God bless you.
At those on the, Dr. Johnson.
Where's that?
Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson, okay.
I thank God this morning for her self, just waking up. But I thank God for being able to.
Mother Wilson, okay.
Yes,
I'll call you on you just a little while here.
Okay.
Right, let me have our instructions, please. All right, and then we'll take it.
Our praise magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. And we are live all over the world. And we give God the praise. And I'm here right now to give the instruction. To mute your line, you must now press the number 6 and the star key. And you will hear the proper announcement that says you're now muted or unmuted. If you have a question, press star 6 and the number 1. And the host will be unmuted. A few things you want to avoid. Avoid coughing into your phone, clearing your throat, or clearing your sinus. No sleeping or snoring. When suspected lying is one who attends a local church service or is one who is in the presence of dignity. Please be sure you're not open to phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phones, computer phones, Skype, Magic Jacks, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room with the phone, holding private conversations, which certainly will become public knowledge. Everyone is invited to be a participant. And as to participate, bear in mind the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, area code, and city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. This is the Miracle Victory line. So get ready for your Miracle Victory. Victory like you have never seen in 2016. And we do welcome all of our guests from all over the world. God bless you all, and thanks for joining. This is the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now we turn back to our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jansen.
And God bless all of you this morning. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and to
welcome.
All of you on the line this morning from across the world. We love you, and we'll get our station identification soon here, but I just want you to know that we're happy that you're here. Very happy. God has been so good through the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. So many miracles. I mean, miracle after miracle. God has happened on this Fresh Fruits line. I'm just thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us. My soul was just crying out hallelujah and thanking God for saving us and blessing us and keeping us. And so many wonderful blessings have happened on this line. I'm going to have a word of prayer here in just a moment. And then after we do a prayer, we're going to speak to the Lord, speak to you, speak to the Lord, and then we're going to praise him. I always encourage people to praise the Lord. I am a proponent of praise. And I believe that miracles can happen just through praising the Lord. You can praise your way to a miracle. Just do opposite of what the enemy is trying to get you to do. Man, he doesn't want you to give God praise. Praise him. He doesn't want you to give God adoration. Adore him. He doesn't want you to give God the glory. Give God the glory. You can praise your way to a miracle. Amen. And my Lord, he will bless you in such an ultra awesome and ultra phenomenal way. Oh, my God. I just wish, let me see if I can just, I think I wrote probably about 80 reasons to praise God in our ambassador manual. So many reasons. And so many miracles that have happened on this praise line here. My God, just miracles after miracles after miracles. And we'll share them with you one day, some of the miracles that have happened from praise, just from praising God. Yeah. I've got some right here, right now. I see them. Yeah. Just from praising God, so many miracles. Cancers have been healed. Yeah. Carpal tunnel has been healed. Relationships have been mended. Marriages have been restored. Autistic youth have been helped. Broken hearts have been mended and healed. Financial blessings have been received. And it goes on and on and on. People with pinched nerves and crooked spines have been healed. People with stomach problems have been healed. People with heart problems have been healed. Metabolism problems have been healed. Digestive system problems have been healed. Ulcers have been healed. Acid reflux has been healed. Kidney problems and dialysis. People come off of dialysis. Diabetes problems have been healed. It just goes on and on and on. And I'm talking about things that have been recorded. And many have not been recorded. That's just a few things that God has done. I tell you, prayer changes things. And this nation is in need of much prayer. Much prayer. So we stop this morning and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I want to start here this morning. I want to pray for things that are really causing our backs to be against the wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, I pray like you think it ought to be, but I'm just praying through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, first of all, we worship you. We give you the glory and adoration. And know, God, that one of my lifelong goals is to get you more glory. People will recognize that everything they have, you gave to them. And what they know, you taught them. Where they come from, you brought them. And the roof over their head, you gave to them. The job that they have, you gave it to them, God. So many things you've done for us. I started out just by loving you am not asking you to forgive me for anything that I've done that has not been approved by you. Please forgive us for sins of omission and sins of commission. Father, it's wonderful, wonderful to be adopted by you. You give us the right to your kingdom and all the blessings that even your only begotten Son was afforded to him. God, it gives us rights just as a child of yours, God, to be blessed. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning for finances for the people. Normally, Lord, bring it to you at the end, but I'm bringing it to you in the beginning. So many people are hurting worldwide, and they need your financial help. You are the richest person on the face of the earth. Donald Trump's money is just chump change compared to what you have. And God, we're asking you to look on all your children and bless them in an ultra awesome way. We pray for the safety of our children during the summer, all of our youth. Thank you for the youth prayer line on last night. And let us know that we're stronger than we look. God, we just thank you for all of this, for helping our persons on this line who are sick, and anyone who has physical illness, any disease. God, I'm asking you to heal them. We pray for our nation, that you would touch our leaders. Look on President Obama. I've never seen any president ever in the history of our country who has been so disrespected. God, help the man. Surely it must hurt him. God, he's so compassionate toward America. And we pray for him that you would help our leader. In Jesus' mighty name, we just thank you for what you've done for him already. We pray for even pastors all over the world. God, that you would help all the pastors who are trying their best to spiritually lead America. We pray for protection of God's people. The enemy has come to sift them as wheat, wants to try to kill saints everywhere. Oh, God, protect them in the name of Jesus. And then I pray that you help to bring about our world peace. Oh, God, we need it in this country. ISIS and other factions are trying to destroy the country. You said that you would above all things that we would be saved. Amen. Save our country. Save our people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for more joy, for the joy of our Lord as our strength. Oh, God, we pray for strength and joy that would bring strength. We pray for more love in Jesus Christ. You would that we would love one another even as you have loved us in Jesus' name. Thank you for our churches worldwide bringing unity. People don't want to work together, don't want to pray together, don't want to do anything together. Bring unity. I pray for the men in prisons who are on drugs and alcoholism, men who are being, or as the world is trying to sift them, Lord. God, help them recognize that they have a calling on their lives. God, help them. And in the name of Jesus, we pray for people who are overseas, Americans overseas, God, shouldn't be at this present time. When the nation and when the world is so hostile, oh, God, bring them back home safely, we pray. God, we pray for a greater anointing because we realize that the anointing destroys all the yokes. Give us a greater anointing. Give us wisdom and give us great divine wisdom given by the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And give us direction and guidance and instructions, we pray. And happiness God, we pray for it in Jesus' name. Happiness in our lives, happiness in our families, happiness, Lord, in our churches. Oh, God, nobody can bring that but you. Unity in the churches. We pray for more meekness and for more temperance and more kindness to one another. We pray for forgiveness of all sins in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Give the people better jobs and bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Good morning to everybody. Are y'all awake out there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's give him some praise, y'all.
Thank God.
I know you do.
I'll be listening at different ones, especially the singers. It just
an honor and a blessing. A lot of times we do not get respect from certain people, you know, but I just thank the Lord for respect and protocol. I thank God for Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and the First Lady of this personal prayer line. It's just a blessing, and I just thank the Lord, and it is a blessing. I thank God for the ones that have been on the convention. We should be more excited, and Dr. Johnson said we have to pull our teeth telling us to come on. We know the protocol, so I don't want to take up too much time, but it is a miracle blessing to be on this first fruit prayer line. So the line is open to each and every one that would like to come and give their praise report. The line is open to you. The line is open to you, who will be the ones that come for their praise report.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown, 913. Good morning, everybody. My praise report is good morning. All last week I had my back against the wall. It was a brother came on and he had his back against the wall. And it was a sister came on and she wanted prayer because her back was against the wall. And I was just walking through my path. I said, Lord, I'm going to raise my hand in agreement with the prayer, the chief's prayer over these people, because you know my back is against the wall on my light bill. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get this light bill taken care of. God bless me. I come Board of Public Utility. I had stopped worrying about it. Actually, I went upstairs in my closet, and this is what I said. My friend taught me to say this. Lord, these are my bills. I made these bills. I made them, Lord. But would you please pay my bills that I've made? Then my other friend taught me about praying for debt cancellation. And walking out that room, God reminded me. He said, you haven't talked to me about canceling any debts. So I said again, Lord, this is my BPU bill. I made it. Would you please pay it? Thank you for canceling debt. I called BPU yesterday. Want to talk to the people about making payments. The people told me the whole bill been completely paid off for the next 2 months. Who paid? God paid the bill, but I don't know. What happened? I know God did something supernatural, but my bill, that man said, Ms. Brown, your bill is taken care of for 2 months. So I just want to give God the praise and the glory for that.
My God, I know you need to praise God up in that place. Amen.
Hallelujah! Amen. That is a bona fide miracle. God bless you. Who will be the next? With the praise report. The line is open to you. Come on.
This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Oh, how I thank God for saving me. I just praise God for another day on today. Thank him for my life, health, and strength. Thank him for that testimony or that praise report I just heard. Oh, he's just that type of God. And he is a miracle working Jesus. And I'm just so grateful for all the things he does for me over and over again. He's worthy of every praise. Oh, how I tell you, we owe him a praise. We're indebted to him, and I give him the praise and the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if you pass, I pray for this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Who will be the next? The line is open.
Good morning. This is the thank you. This is the Peterson. I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up this morning. I thank God. I thank God for being alive. I thank God. Because he's so good, he's doing things in life. I need him to be, I want him to be, but still I'm alive, and I thank and praise God, sir, because I could not be here. So I thank and praise God, thank and praise for bringing my daughter-in-law back home from Haiti, places she had to go for a job, and that's on the children. So I thank and praise God that she made it back home safe with her family and children. God is good, and I continue thanking and blessing him all the time. I thank God for everyone on this line. I ask God to bless everyone on this line.
Thank God. Okay, the line is open to you. Who will be the next?
Thank God.
The line
morning. Papa Wilson, I'm grateful that the Lord is keeping me alive and keeping me where I can continue to move about and get about on my own and don't have to be in a wheelchair. It's something to be thankful for. So I thank God this morning for being alive. God bless you.
God bless you. The line is open to you. Who will be the next?
I have a praise report, and the praise report, and I'm looking to hear from them. Amen. All these new ambassadors, Ambassador Thelma Rush, Ambassador Joyce Long, Ambassador Renata Jones, our honorary Ambassador Mother Willie B. Johnson, and Ambassador Jerry Hall, and Ambassador Charlotte Gray, Ambassador Linda Porsche, and some of we've heard from here. And I'm looking to hear from Ambassador Sharon Darden, Ambassador Harold Darden, and Ambassador Wazine Cobb. We're looking to hear from y'all. Amen. God's been good to you. Amen. And while I got it, I'm so excited that on next Friday, we're going to make some honorary ambassadors on this line, people who have been on the firing line a long time. Is our mother to the nation on here? Brother Ambassador Dr. Stern, are you on the line this morning? If you are, can you tell us more about what we're going to do for our, because this was the idea that sprung up out of your spirit. The Spirit of the Lord gave it to you.
About the honorary brothers?
Yes, ma'am. Explain
Amen.
That.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless every last one of you this morning. We acknowledge and recognize the head of this morning, but it's been some time ago, every bit about 4 or 5 months, amen, when we were in our executive meeting. I had asked our chief and his staff, amen, wouldn't it be nice to, amen, honor all of those mothers, amen, our mothers of Zion that have already gone through the fire, have already experienced so much in life, and we're still learning from them, just to make them an honorary mother because they're so well-deserving. I certainly have the greatest respect for our elders, amen, praise the Lord. Before we were even praying, they were praying for us, and certainly we want to always think about seasoned mothers, our mothers of Zion, amen, praise the Lord, to give them that due benevolence and that respect. So that's just what I saw in my spirit, and I brought it to my chief ambassador and the executive committee, and they were so, amen, delightful to accept that, amen, because all of us are growing older, and I know when I get to be to that plum old age, amen, I may not have that type of energy to study. I've already raised 3 generations of children already, amen, praise the Lord. So I'm sure so many of our beautiful mothers that are on the First Fruit Prayer Line Convention have so many great praise reports, testimonies, and so many great memories and things that they can tell us that will be very enlightening to us. And I'm sure somewhere down the line as we grow on the First Fruit Prayer Line and Convention that they will have a chance to share. But we want to always honor them, not just for Mother's Day one Sunday out of the year, but all year long. God bless you. Hope you all got some enlightenment about that, and let your work speak for you. God bless you is my prayer.
God bless you, and thank you. And these are what we call our honorary prayer ambassadors, and I want to read the names. I want all of you, if you would, I'm going to plan to do this on my day on next Friday. Next Friday. I want you to bring all your loved ones on the line like you're going to a service where you'll be honored, because this is a service and you will be honored on next Friday. These are the names we have so far, and we may add to it. But Mother Rosalie Britt, please, next Friday, Mother, we're going to honor you as an honorary ambassador. Mother Duncan, I don't have her first name. If Ambassador Lacey is on the line, she can help us with this. Mother Duncan, amen. Mother Digby, Mother Franklin, I want to do that. Mother Geraldine Garnett, amen. And Ann Johnson, amen, will be honored. And Deborah Johnson and Ernestine Johnson will be honored next Friday. Evangelist Peel, amen. Get word to these people if you know them. Just tell them you're going to be honored next Friday and become an honorary ambassador. Amen. And Mother Gladys Peterson, amen. And Ernestine Riley, amen. And Thelma Rush and Melina Wilson, Mother Woods, amen. And we may add this, but please, you who hear them, hear their names and know them, please get word to them that next Friday, your chief ambassador is going to honor persons and ask them if they would get their loved ones on the line, because I want them to be a part of hear you being honored on next Friday. Amen. During the prayer line. God bless you.
We have Mother Jerry Hughes.
Jerry Hughes, absolutely. I'm mad at her. Anybody else have a name? All right.
This is Ambassador Stiff. I think we left out Mother Riley. I don't think I heard her name.
Riley.
Yes,
sir. Sure, I'll check the system. And thank you very much. All right, anyone else? All right. If you do, you know I get my number out most of the time, but you all know
Mother Rosalie Britt.
I started out with Mother Britt. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate that. All right. Let's move forward. Get one more praise report for me, if you would. Amen. Ambassador, you let Geraldine Garnett, please. Get one more praise.
Good morning. This is Sister Lily Garnett, area code 773.
Sister Lily, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank God. I just thank God for Chief Ambassador Johnson to the First Fruit Prayer Line. I thank God for all the many blessings that he has restored for my soul. I thank God because I paid my bills, some of my bills online, and I was looking at my gas bill earlier in the month, and I looked at it again, like getting ready to pay. I don't pay it till the end of the month. And I had $11 difference in the payment that I saw earlier. And I don't know, I looked at it, it just said $11 cash. And I don't know where it came from. It didn't give any explanation. But I thank God for whatever it is, because $11 makes a big difference when you're still trying to pay bills. And I just thank God for what he has done, and I'm looking for God to shake the chunk tree, and I just give the glory and all praise and glory to God. And
beautiful. Sister Lily, you kind of reminded me of myself when I went to the post office, and I had my back against the wall. I needed some money, and there was an envelope for $1. It seemed to be funny at the time, but I took it very seriously. $1. And I took that envelope and got that dollar out and held it up in the post office and began to do the holy dance in the post office and shout and praise God for that $1.
Yeah.
I praised my way to a miracle, because about 2 months later, I went back to the post office and looked in my post office, and there was a check for $10,000.
Yeah.
See, what you praising God for that $11. It may not seem like much to somebody else.
Hallelujah.
But let me tell you something. You're positioning And that's a wonderful verb, positioning yourself to receive ultra awesome miracle from the Lord, because he looks on that. Many times he'll let things happen to you to test you, to see if you're grateful for the small things that he does for you. So I want to thank God for you. So Lily Garnett, God bless you. And thank you so much, Ambassador Lake Geraldine Garnett, for doing our praise reports this morning. We're going to get on our prayer request now, because I know somebody has been going through the storm. And you've been in the storm, seem like, too long. Amen. We want to ask God to get you out of that storm. Oh, but you cannot be embarrassed. Amen. You have to make known what you want God to do. You know, the Bible is right and cannot be wrong. That's why those old senior saints used to sing that song. I know the Bible is right, somebody's wrong. The Bible is right, somebody's wrong. See, that's true. The Bible is right. And he said, if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father in the name of Jesus. And ask and it shall be given. So here's the prayer line going to be open. I'm going to ask Mother Wilson, amen, to do our prayer request today. She's a prayer machine. Amen. The Lord has used her to pray some great prayers. And she's growing. Amen. My God, I see growth in Mother Wilson. So, Mother, if you're there, would you get our prayer request this morning? If you have one, make one known. And then we'll take up the prayer request and get prayer for them. All right? Line is over to you.
God bless you this morning, Ambassador Dr. Johnson. We are happy to be able to be a voice in, for the Lord this morning. I praise God for him giving me strength to be able to move and to look and to have my eyesight. I just thank him for what he's doing for me, and I thank him for life today. I thank him for being able, excuse my voice, to have a prayer request, because God is good and Jesus never fails. We want you to come on and give your request this morning. We don't want to be lazy, but what we do, we can do quickly, because we know what we want to say and we know what God has done for us and we know what he wants us to do for us. So let us be brief and give out so we can get it back to the ambassador so we'll be on time. God bless you. Who'll be the first one?
It's Sister Peterson. Sister Peterson, I got a token for me. And also for Marie and the young family. It was a family friend that found him and passed away on Monday in your home. So we pray for the young family. And also a spoken request for me.
God bless you, Sister Peterson. Who'll be the next one?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Jolene Garnett. I'm requesting prayer. I'm asking God for a new car. And so my niece is going to have it shipped here, but I need $800 when they bring the car to me, to my door. And I also am asking the saints to pray that some more men come on the prayer line and keep my son on the prayer list, Tyree Garnett. That God finally heal his body. God bless you.
God bless you, Garnett. We are praying that God will bless you with that $800 so you can get that new car, because God is doing things. All right, who is the next one?
Good morning. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. Area code 325.
Yes.
I would like you to pray for my coworker. Yes, her dad. Her dad fell the other night, and so she missed work yesterday. So I would like for y'all to pray for her dad. I do not know his name, but her name is Debbie. And then continue to pray for me, Renee McKnight, and my family, And y'all all have all the fathers out there. I wish y'all all a happy Father's Day on Sunday. And that's my prayer request. And I love y'all all. Y'all all have a blessed weekend, okay? I love y'all.
We love you. You too.
We love you too, Mag Mag. God bless you. It'll be the next one.
Let me just say this while I've got that. I want to, as being chief right now, I want to ask you that when people come on the line and they're asking or they're giving praise reports or prayer requests and they speak to you, don't be a snob. What do snobs do? You speak to them and they don't speak back. They turn up their nose and don't speak back. Don't do that. You hear somebody on the line and say, good morning. There ought to be at least 10, 15, 20 good mornings back to that precious person who's speaking to you. They're speaking to you. Do not be a snob. Speak back. Amen. Go ahead, Mother.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. We'll be the next one.
Father Digby, I'd like to request prayer for Alante Hill. They were sentenced him. He's incarcerated. They were supposed to sentence him yesterday, but they keep putting the time off. They put it over to July. So I'm asking the prayers of the saints that God will release him because he says he's innocent of the charges that they're charging him for.
God bless you. He's able to do that. Who'll be the next one?
This is Sister Lily Garnett, 773 area code. I would like to request prayer for one of the deacons of our church. His wife has cancer, and I think she has metastasized in the neck. So just pray for her and pray that God will give him the strength to continue to take care of her. Also, I'd like to request prayer for my husband. He has excruciating pains like 24/7 in his neck. He has cervical disc disease, cervical disc problem, because he's been in three accidents. His car was totally lost three different times over the years. And so he's in a lot of pain. He has pain pills, takes pain pills, but it doesn't help. So I'm asking just God just to ease those pains because it's 24/7 that he has those pains. So just asking God to just help relieve the pains.
Oh, bless you. We will be praying for him because we know God is a pain solver. All right. We'll keep you in our prayers. God bless you. Who will be the next one?
Sister Lula, Brown. Go ahead, sister.
Thank you for the unspoken. Who will be the next one?
Sheila Brown, 913. Would you please put the McCullough family on the prayer list and the Betts family, B-E-T-T-S, and our whole prayer line family on the prayer list. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila Brown. God bless you. Who will be the next one?
Apostle Adams, 912 Air Court. I would like prayer for my children, also for my ministry and a financial blessing.
Let's stop and get some prayer for these. My voice is kind of soft most time, and people don't hear me. But I want us to stop and get prayer for these, and then we'll get others. All right, Mother Wilson?
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we hear all of these requests, and Lord, no, I don't know all of them by name, but first I want you to forgive me if there's anything, because we want our prayers to be heard. We want you to honor our prayers, and we thank you, dear God, for letting us be on the prayer line this morning. We thank you for all of those that come on and asking for requests. You know them by name, each one of them, oh God. You see them individually. You know what their needs are, the one that is incarcerated, the one that needs to be delivered. In the name of Jesus and Lord, we know that you is able to heal and touch the pain from the head, crown of the head to the sole of the feet. In the name of Jesus, because you've been through it. You did it before we come to the world, oh God, and that you were healed. You got healing all over us, and you are all about us. You're all around us. And we can't go over you, and we can't go under you. We have to come through you. And we're coming to you this morning, asking you to look on these people and heal them and fill their